State biologists are trying to conserve long-lived, slow-growing rockfish in southeast waters. For the first time ever this August, they're closing the rockfish sport fisheries and requiring anglers to make sure the fish they do catch are returned to the water safely. KCAW's Robert Woolsey reports.
The roster of non-pelagic rockfish sounds like the currency of an exotic country.
Quillbacks are real common, coppers, and then there's some small ones that are also common, rose sorns, canaries.
Troy Tydenko sits at a table in his office in Sitka, where he's the sport fish management biologist. Spread out before him is what appears to be a fairly menacing arsenal of tools to hook, pinch, clamp, or otherwise catch fish. But actually, this is life-saving equipment for rockfish.
The idea with pretty much all of them are that you're going to be able to get a rockfish back down at depth. And, you know, because rockfish have got that closed swim bladder, when you bring them up, they're subject to barotrauma. You've probably seen where their stomach comes out and their bodies pop out. And if you can get them back down quickly, where they're back under pressure, kind of reverses those effects.
Barotrauma is as deadly as it sounds. Tydenko says only 20% of rockfish survive it. The distended swim bladder doesn't allow them to return to the bottom, and they remain helpless on the surface, easy pickings for an eagle. On the other hand, 95% of the rockfish released with one of these devices live. For 3 weeks, from August 1st through 22nd, sport anglers in outside waters are going to have to let all non-pelagic rockfish go at 100 feet of depth. Just as charter operators have been doing for several years, all fishermen are going to have a deep release mechanism with them on the boat. Doesn't have to be fancy, even though it can be. Tydenko's got one he's made from an 8-inch piece of rebar with a big fishing hook taped to it. The barb on the hook has been pinched down.
Usually the way I use this is that same hole that you catch the fish in. I just put the hook through there and then just send it down.
Tydenko ties 100 feet of line to his homemade release mechanism and cleats it off to his boat. When the rockfish is back under pressure, it recovers instantly, slides off the hook, and heads for the bottom. Another commercial mechanism has a pressure-activated switch that allows users to choose a depth.
Some people use these on their downrigger. Uh-huh. Send them down and they pop right open.
This is the first time ADF&G has closed the rockfish sport fishery, but it's not out of concern that sport anglers have been catching too many. According to data gathered in the statewide harvest survey, creel survey, and charter logbooks, the harvest has remained fairly constant at about 16% of the total allowable catch, or TAC, for non-pelagic rockfish. Instead, it's the TAC itself that's dropping from 66 metric tons in 2006 to 35 metric tons this year. This is of concern. Rockfish don't rebound the way some other species do. In fact, their lifespans are better than ours.
They vary by species. Especially a big yellow eye, it's not uncommon for them to exceed 100 years.
And Tydenko says they're slow to reproduce. Again, depending on the species, some rockfish don't reach sexual maturity for at least 12 years. Other than conserving stocks, there's no biological objective behind the August closure. We could have chosen any 3 weeks, Tydenko says. We wanted to make sure there were plenty of coho around to target instead. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.